This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly, this is your brother Umar Sulaiman, continuing with the Superstar series, and we're focusing on women of Jannah. And today we're going to speak about a very special woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes her in the Quran saying, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an example to those who believe of the wife of Fir'aun. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called her the wife of Fir'aun is to show us that this woman, the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya bint Muzahim, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, despite being married to the absolute worst human being who has ever walked the face of the earth, she still was a woman of perfect iman, as the Prophet ﷺ described her. And that's why in the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example to those who disbelieve of the wives of Noah and Lut, that these women, despite being married to prophets who obviously had perfect iman, still managed to disbelieve. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was showing us that iman is an individual struggle and it's attained by the individual, and your associations and your affiliations and your families will not be able to save you on the Day of Judgment. But, you know, nevertheless, when we're talking about Asiya alayhi salam radiallahu anha, it is absolutely phenomenal, extraordinary, who this woman managed to become despite being married to Fir'aun. And when we look at her biography, we don't find much about her. Even when we look at biblical sources, we don't find much about her. We find that her life is very similar initially to the wife of a king or a prince that you would see in the Middle East today. A very secretive life, not much is known about her. You don't know where she came from, you don't know much about her family. And even till today, you don't know, you know, usually you don't even know the names of the wives of the kings. And so in this situation with Asiya, the only thing that we know about her is that she was a very beautiful woman, obviously, that came from a very rich family. Okay, so her father was obviously an important man as well. And she was in an arranged marriage with Fir'aun, as was their tradition. And at the same time, she was only known for her generosity. Okay, so when we look at Fir'aun, obviously, we see the opposite of generosity. We see Asiya, alayhi salam, was a very generous woman. And this woman, you know, her story starts, at least from an Islamic perspective, or when things get interesting, is when one day she's at the Nile River with her maids. And as she's sitting there with her maids at the Nile, she sees this small crate come, and she sees, and you know, her maids think when they see this box that it must be some form of treasure that's inside of it. Instead, when they open this box, they find a baby. And that baby was Musa alayhi salam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look at the precision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine decree. Not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Musa alayhi salam's mother to place him in the Nile, and don't worry, he'll be taken care of, he will be safe, and let your heart be at ease, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on top of just taking care of Musa alayhi salam, planned it in a way that Asiya alayhi salam would be outside at that moment and would see this box come by and then take Musa alayhi salam, opened that box, and she fell in love with the baby. She was absolutely in love with the baby. And subhanAllah, when we say in love, this is something that was from her fitrah, from her nature. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said that al-arwah junudun mujannada, an authentic hadith of Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said the souls are like conscripted soldiers, they're like troops. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, in alam al-arwah, in the realm of souls, those souls that loved one another and that came close to each other in that realm come close to each other in this realm of dunya. They have a natural affinity towards each other in this dunya, which is why sometimes you love people for the sake of Allah, even though you barely know them. And those that did not get along, don't get along in this world as well. So when Asiya saw Musa alayhi salam, she instantly fell in love with him. And this baby that fell into her hands was even more special because Asiya alayhi salam was unable to have children. The ulama say the wisdom of that, obviously, is that Musa alayhi salam would be taken in as if he was her child. On top of that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not allow a child to be born to Asiya and Fir'aun. It just wouldn't make sense that Fir'aun would have the pleasure of having a child through Asiya. Okay? So Asiya alayhi salam brings this baby, she falls in love with this baby, and she says to Fir'aun, you know, let us keep this baby, قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكْ. He will be the coolness of my eyes and the coolness of your eyes. And Fir'aun obviously wants to put Musa alayhi salam through a test, because he'd already killed all of the babies that were born to Bani Israel that year. So he wants to put Musa alayhi salam to a test to make sure that he won't be capable of overthrowing him, as he saw in a dream that he would be overthrown by a child that was born to Bani Israel that year. So he puts him through these tests. Musa alayhi salam is raised in this palace of Fir'aun and Asiya. And Asiya dedicates herself to Musa alayhi salam as if she is indeed his mother. She raises him, she continues to love him. And subhanAllah, eventually, as we know the story goes, she brings in the mother of Musa alayhi salam, not knowing that she is the mother of Musa alayhi salam, to be a wet nurse for Musa alayhi salam. And so, you know, Musa alayhi salam's mother was reunited with him, and on top of that, Asiya alayhi salam had the pleasure and the honor of raising this child, Musa alayhi salam, in her own palace. As time goes on, and Musa alayhi salam comes out, and Musa alayhi salam shows that he is a prophet and calls to Tawheed, and Fir'aun is infuriated, and Fir'aun is in this battle now with Musa alayhi salam. Asiya immediately believed in the message that was given to Musa alayhi salam. She immediately believed in Tawheed, and she started to practice the religion of Musa alayhi salam on a personal level, without Fir'aun recognizing that she was amongst the monotheists and she was amongst those that were following the message of Musa alayhi salam. Why? Because if Fir'aun, you know, mutilates children and has women raped the way that he does for believing in Allah, then what would he do to his wife? You know, what sense of betrayal would he feel if he saw his own wife accepted that message of Musa alayhi salam? As time goes on, however, there's an incident that would lead to Asiya coming out and exposing her Islam. And that was the incident that is known as the incident of the hairdresser of the daughter of Fir'aun. And the hairdresser of the daughter of Fir'aun, you know, one day she was doing her hair, and she dropped a comb. And when she dropped the comb, she said, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. And Fir'aun's daughter, obviously from another wife or from a concubine other than Asiya, she said to the hairdresser, she said, Abi, Allah, my father. And the hairdresser responded and said, no, the Lord of your father and the Lord of me and the Lord of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the daughter goes back to Fir'aun. She says to Fir'aun, you know, she narrates this incident to Fir'aun. Fir'aun, you know, doesn't think twice. He doesn't have an atom's worth of mercy in his heart. Fir'aun orders for a pit to, you know, to be dug and copper to be burned in that pit, so that that woman and all of her children will be thrown into that pit in front of everyone. Fir'aun wanted to make an example out of everyone who believed, and subhanAllah, instead Allah made an example out of him for all time, to even where his corpse has been preserved, you know, so that we can see the humiliation that he was put through. But he wanted to make an example out of this woman. So Fir'aun calls the town. Asiya obviously is witnessing this incident. This woman has all of her children, she's a poor woman, and Fir'aun says that I'm going to throw each and every single one of your children into this pit. And the woman says, I have a request from you, O Fir'aun. He says, what is that request? She says, the request is that whenever you finish burning us, that you gather our bones in one cloth. SubhanAllah, look how much this mother loves her children, which makes the test even greater. And Fir'aun says, لَكِ ذَلَكِ, you have that request honored. So one by one, Fir'aun started to throw her children into that boiling oil, and they were perishing right in front of her, until it came down to just her and the baby that was in her arms that she was suckling, and she became hesitant because she didn't want to throw this baby into the fire. And the baby spoke, and Rasulullah ﷺ said this is one of the babies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused to speak amongst three babies. You can try to figure out who the other two babies were. This baby spoke and said to the mother, go ahead and jump. Throw me in. فَإِنَّ عَذَابِ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Because torture and punishment in this world is much lighter than the torture and the punishment of the hereafter. And so she takes this baby and she jumps with her baby into this pit and she perishes. And subhanAllah, when Rasulullah ﷺ on the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ, as he was going through the heavens, he smelled a beautiful scent. And he said, Ya Jibreel, مَا هَذِهِ الرَّائِحَةَ الطَّيِّبَةَ. Oh Jibreel, what is this beautiful smell that I'm smelling? And Jibreel alayhi salam said, that is the scent of the hairdresser of the daughter of Fir'aun. That is her scent in Jannah. SubhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ was smelling her cloth. The Prophet ﷺ was smelling her beautiful scent in Jannah, even as the Prophet ﷺ was traveling on the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. It is at that moment that Asiya, as she saw the cruelty of Fir'aun, and she saw the bravery of that woman. And by the way, history repeats itself. Whenever a tyrant oppresses believers and other believers see that, and the tyrant tries to make an example out of those believers, instead he increases the iman of those who have iman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that even the believers, when they're told, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ, that everyone is gathering against you, they're going to torture you, they're going to do this to you, they're going to do that to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, زَادَتُمْ إِيمَانًا. It increases their faith. So Asiya sees that, and Asiya says, you know what? If Fir'aun is like that, and this woman had the guts to stand up to him in that courage, she says, then I'm also going to go up to him and stand up to him. So she walks up to Fir'aun that night, as Abu al-Aliya, rahimahullah, says, and she says, Ya Fir'aun, kafartu bika wa la ubali wa amantu bi Rabbi Musa wa Rabbi Harun. O Fir'aun, I have disbelieved in you, I don't care what you're going to do, and I believe in the Lord of Musa and the Lord of Harun, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all of the worlds. Fir'aun said, do you know what I'm going to do to you? He was shocked. He said, do you know what I'm going to do to you? She said, I know and I don't care. SubhanAllah. La ubali. Kafartu bika wa la ubali. I have disbelieved in you. I have rejected you and I don't care. This was a woman of perfect iman, and she saw a woman of lesser iman stand up to Fir'aun. I don't care. Do what you want. So Fir'aun drags this woman, Asiya bint Muzahim. And Asiya bint Muzahim grew up her entire life as a queen. She has never encountered any adversity. She's never had any inconvenience. She's never had to lift a finger. Anything she wanted in life, she just tells her maids to do it. And Fir'aun drags her to the desert, ties her down, tortures her, deprives her of water, deprives her of food, deprives her of her dignity, her honor, strips her, his own wife. And the daughters of Fir'aun from the concubines and from the other wives are laughing at her. No, she has no support, no human being there that loved her, supported her, because Musa alayhi salam was not there. Her maids are silent because they don't want to be killed. And while that's going on, she looks up to the heavens and she says, رَبِّ بِنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. O Allah, build for me with you a palace in Jannah. رَبِّ بِنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. You know what's so beautiful is that the ulama say here that before she asked for the palace in Jannah, she asked for Allah's company. And this shows us something very significant. She didn't ask for another husband, she asked for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's company. Her goal was the akhirah, was the hereafter. Just as the child said to the mother, إِنَّ عَذَابِ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابِ الدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْآخِرَةِ, that the punishment of this world is less than the punishment of the hereafter. She was only thinking akhirah. She said, instead of Fir'aun, O Allah, I want to be with you. عندك, I want to be with you. Replace the company of Fir'aun with the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and replace this palace that I've sacrificed for your sake with a palace in Jannah. So Allah opened up the skies and she was able to see her palace in Jannah. Therefore, when the angels lashed her over, when the people lashed her over and over again, the angels shaded her. The angels shaded her. The same way they shade the people of Sham, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tilka mala'ikatu Allah basitu ajnihatiha li ahli Sham." The same way the angels shade the people of Sham, that when they are tortured, their iman rises. Their iman rises. So as she was being tortured, she looked up, she saw what she saw, and she was shaded, and she laughed. And Fir'aun said to the guards, "Look how crazy this woman is." And she laughed, and she laughed, and she laughed, until Fir'aun got frustrated. And he said, you know what? This woman is not coming back to her senses. He said, go to the highest cliff, tie her under there, and push off a boulder so that would smash her body to pieces. And so they go up to that cliff, and they push this boulder to fall on the body of Asiya. But Allah did not give Fir'aun that pleasure. As Abu al-Ali rahimahullah said, Allah took the soul, when she said, نَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمْنِي, save me from Fir'aun and his evil. Allah took her soul before the boulder landed on her body. So although to the people of this world her body was shattered to pieces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken her for himself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given her a palace in Jannah as she requested. What an amazing woman, and what an amazing example, and what a test of faith. And subhanallah, she passed that test with flying colors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us with her and those who have perfected their faith from the Salihin, the Siddiqeen, and the Anbiya, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest level of Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.